Applicant.
Ah, good morning.
Oh, good morning, miss.
Are you Mr. Lamb?
That's right.
Yes. You're applying for this vacant post, aren't you?
I am actually, yes.
Are you a physicist?
Oh, yes, indeed. It's my whole life.
Good. Now, our procedure is that before we discuss the applicant's qualifications, we like to subject him to a little test to determine his psychological suitability. You've no objection?
Oh, good heavens, no.
Jolly good. Please sit down. Can I fit these to your palms?
What are they?
Electrodes.
Oh, yes, of course. Funny little things.
Now the earphones.
I say, how amusing.
Now I plug in.
Plug in, do you? Oh, yes, of course. Yes, you'd have to, wouldn't you? This helps to determine my suitability, does it?
Unquestionably. Now relax. Just relax. Don't think about a thing.
No.
Relax completely. Relax. Quite relaxed? Would you say you were an excitable person?
Not unduly, no. Of course, I...
Would you say you were a moody person?
Moody? No, I wouldn't say I was moody. Well, sometimes, occasionally, I...
Do you ever get fits of depression?
Well, I wouldn't call them depression, exactly.
Do you often do things you regret in the morning?
Regret? Things I regret? Well, it depends what you mean by often, really. I mean, when you say often...
Are you often puzzled by women?
Women?
Men?
Men? Well, I was just going to answer the question about women...
Do you often feel puzzled?
Puzzled?
By women?
Women?
Men?
Oh, now just a minute. Look, do you want separate answers or a joint answer?
After your day's work, do you ever feel tired, edgy, fretty, irritable, at a loose end, morose, frustrated, morbid, unable to concentrate, unable to sleep... Unable to eat, unable to remain seated, unable to remain upright. Lustful, indolent, on heat, randy, full of desire, full of energy, full of dread, drained of energy, of dread, of desire.
Well, it's difficult to say, really.
Are you a good mixer?
Well, you've touched on quite an interesting point there.
Do you suffer from eczema, listlessness, or falling coat? Are you Virgo intacta?
I beg your pardon?
Are you Virgo intacta?
Oh, I say, that's rather embarrassing. I mean, in front of a lady.
Are you Virgo intacta?
Yes, I am, actually. I'll make no secret of it.
Have you always been Virgo intacta?
Oh, yes, always. Always.
From the word go?
Go? Oh, yes, from the word go.
Do women frighten you? Their clothes, their shoes, their voices, their laughter, their stares, their way of walking, their way of sitting, their way of smiling, their way of talking, their mouths, their hands, their feet, their shins, their thighs, their knees, their eyes, their.
Well, it depends what you mean, really.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lamb. We'll let you know.